Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with the Colorado Sun. It's Thursday, November 24th. Today, an encore Daily Sun Up that first aired back in early October, we speak with Colorado Sun photographer Olivia Sun. Olivia is assigned to the Sun as a Report for America Corps member, like the Peace Corps, only for journalists. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our friends and sponsors at Xcel Energy. Xcel Energy can help you find ways to keep your home or business running smoothly while reducing energy use and saving you money. Find everyday tips for using less energy and simple ways to manage your energy budget at xcelenergy.com. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. On this day, in 1922, delegates from 7 western states signed the Colorado River Compact in Santa Fe in an attempt to replace costly legal battles over interstate water resources with cooperation and negotiation. The deal they struck set precedent for further compromises, but often inspired as many court challenges as it sought to prevent. The compact owes much to Delphus Carpenter, a native of Greeley, who earned a law degree from the University of Denver and won election to the General Assembly. Appointed the state's water litigator in the early 1910s, Carpenter feared a federal takeover of water rights by regionalizing Colorado's doctrine of prior appropriation. Such a policy would allow residents of other states to challenge Coloradans for water within their own boundaries and lead to expensive and timely litigation. Carpenter met with representatives from Arizona, California, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming for more than 2 years to come to terms. The compact, signed by Carpenter, Secretary of Commerce, and future President Herbert Hoover and other commissioners in Santa Fe in 1922, laid out a framework for water apportionment. Diversion projects and population growth complicated the Colorado River Compact in subsequent years, leading to ever more legal battles. Nonetheless, it offered the hope for a productive and peaceful way to manage the West's scarce water. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors at Kids Crossing. Kids Crossing believes all foster kids matter, including those who identify as LGBTQ+. If you can provide a stable, inclusive family environment built on love, acceptance, and respect, Kids Crossing will provide everything else you need, including training, in-home services, 24/7 support, and financial reimbursement. Learn more at kidscrossing.com. Next, our feature story. Photographer Olivia Sun is assigned to the Sun as a Report for America Corps member, like the Peace Corps, only for journalists. Right now, we're working to raise funds for Olivia's salary to meet our year-end goal. Donations are tax-deductible and can be made through the link in the show notes.
Welcome back to the Daily Sun Up podcast, Colorado. I'm Carol Wood, guiding you through today's conversation, and I'm grateful to be here with you. Today, we are visiting with one of the Colorado Sun's photojournalists, Olivia Sun, who is assigned to our news organization as a Report for America Corps member. Hey, Olivia.
Hi, Carol. How's it going?
Going great. Thanks for joining us today. I want to share a little bit with our listeners about Report for America, how you came to be part of it and got assigned to the Colorado Sun, and also about how Report for America Corps members are funded at the different journalistic organizations they are placed with all over the country. So I like to kind of identify Report for America as being similar to the Peace Corps, but for journalists. It is a nonprofit organization that was founded in late 2017, I believe, and its mission is to strengthen communities and our democracy through local journalism that is truthful, fearless, fair, and smart. Olivia, just tell us a little bit about how you came to be part of Report for America.
Yeah, so RFA is really unique, and it is exactly like the Peace Corps, but for journalists. Yeah, it launched in 2017, so it's not much older than the Sun. I feel like we're, you know, organizationally both in our kind of experimental phases, and RFA is sort of aimed toward emerging journalists. So that sort of constitutes people who are newer to journalism, but not necessarily a typical entry-level candidate who did J school in college or even went to college. It has a really interesting model that way, and it pairs with newsrooms to place these younger emerging journalists all over the country. And they're placed at newspapers or radio stations, digital outlets. It's really across the board.
Yeah. And one of the things that I find really interesting is, you know, a lot of the Report for America journalists placed in newsrooms on the editorial side are, you know, print journalists or digital journalists, and you are a photographer. So what did you do before Report for America, and how did you become aligned as a photographer with Report for America?
Yeah, good question. So I was at a daily newspaper before applying for RFA. I was working in Des Moines, Iowa, as a photo and video journalist over there. So I did have some kind of experience that really helped kind of set the foundation. But again, it's really sort of interesting not having too much say over where you're placed. Colorado has been really interesting in that way, because I think there's a lot of just diversity in seeing how the program places folks where they think they're just best suited to work during these couple years. And a lot of photographers specifically have backgrounds that really are all over the place, which I think also helps to diversify journalism and local journalism in these other kinds of newer publications like The Sun.
Very true. And one of the things I notice, Report for America, its website is simply reportforamerica.org, if our listeners want to go check it out. But they have journalists placed from Morgantown, West Virginia, to, you know, the Anchorage Daily News in Alaska. So it's all over the United States, Athens, Georgia, Block Club Chicago, which is another great digital, independent digital site similar to the Colorado Sun. And one of the things that I notice is they really focus on embedding journalists in communities where there might be news deserts. And by that, I mean communities where there might be legacy papers that are owned by hedge funds or by large corporations that really are not looking to serve the best interest of journalism, but are serving their corporate bottom line. Whereas, you know, Report for America looks for organizations similar to the Colorado Sun. You know, we are owned by journalists and supported by the community. And that seems to be really where their focus is, and strengthening hyper-local journalism. In that vein, tell us a little bit about where we've sent you and what your favorite things are to go out and shoot as a photojournalist.
So being a photographer is really super fun. And I think being at The Sun especially lends to having a huge area of different topics to cover. So a lot of what's new to me personally is the tourism culture in Colorado and the emphasis on wildlife, on water rights, that kind of thing. I've gotten to photograph wild ferrets and how those are being captively bred to release in the Eastern Plains of Colorado, but have also gotten to really get to know the city of Denver more and keep track of how things look for folks, for example, who are looking at ballot initiatives for the legalization of mushrooms and that kind of thing. So human interest stories are really generally something I really love reporting on. There's just so much variety there. And it can extend to other topics too, like housing in Southern Colorado and what that looks like sustainability-wise, and just other health-related stories that really impact a lot of Coloradoans on that level. So I think RFA has been really helpful in kind of supporting that, because they're so dedicated to giving more agency to myself, you know, the core member, but also the community of Denver and Colorado through kind of like a lengthier duration of the program. If you compare that to like, you know, a typical 3-4 month long internship, there's so much more you can really do with that. And you can start to become a part of the community versus, you know, just report on it for such a short time. So it's a really good funding model in addition to that.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. What it sounds like to me is that you never have a boring day. You're all over the state. You said like from the Southwest to the Denver metro area to just everywhere. And you're right. You mentioned the funding model. So Report for America is a nonprofit, and one of the things when, you know, the Colorado Sun, when we applied essentially for you and for your position, we enter into an agreement with Report for America that we will provide 1/3 of your salary as the Colorado Sun. Report for America provides 1/3. The final third is raised from the community. You know, folks can go to our ColoradoSun.com website and search for Report for America on there, and then find the spot where they can do a tax-exempt donation for that final third of your salary. And I know our first year of that was a very successful model, and I expect nothing different in this second year between the year 2022/2023 year two. You know, one of the other things I'd like to point out is I love viewing your work. And for any of our listeners who want to go look at some of your photos, is it correct that your personal website is oliviasun.us?
Yep, that's where you can find me.
All right, Olivia, and it's S-U-N for sun, oliviasun.us. So go check out some of Olivia's work. It's really magical, and we are so grateful to have you here as part of the Report for America project.
Thanks, Carol. Means a lot.
Well, thanks. And our listeners, if you have ideas or questions or thoughts about our Daily Sun Up podcast, I'd love it if you dropped us an email at podcast@coloradosun.com. And thanks to Olivia and to everybody who helped produce today's podcast, including our production partners at Pirate Audio. And have a wonderful day out there. And I sincerely hope you can join us for the next Daily Sun Up.
Read more at coloradosun.com. For more information on all these stories, visit our website, www.coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again tomorrow. The Colorado Sun is nonpartisan and completely independent. We're always dedicated to telling the in-depth stories we need today more than ever. And the Sun is supported by readers and listeners like you. Right now, you can head to coloradosun.com and become a member, starting at $5 per month. And if you bump it up to $20 per month, you'll get access to our politics newsletter, The Unaffiliated, as well as our outdoors newsletter, The Outsider, and our new health and environment newsletter, The Temperature. All three exclusive newsletters delivered to your inbox every week.